Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is the Jay Cardiello Show. Get off the scale. Here's Jay.
We've all heard many of the excuses, and guys, you've probably said thousands of them, from money to no time to the kids. Well, does that sound like the excuses of the regular guy? Well, I want to bring in, instead of the fitness professionals, instead of the fitness gurus, instead of the experts, I'm bringing you a regular guy. Now, in my opinion, nobody is regular. Everybody is a superhero, especially as a father. The gentleman joining me today, 49-year-old young, with three children. His name is Mike Hrsicka. Mike, how are you today?
Good. How you doing, Jay?
Mike, I wanted to bring you on today because you're regular. Now, you're extremely important to a lot of people, but we're not a fitness expert here. We're not a professional athlete. Guys want to be able to relate to somebody that is on their level. And sometimes you bring on a sports figure and they say, you know, I train 5 hours a day. And then you have a fitness guru that says, I'm planning my meals. I'm doing all this. But that doesn't sometimes relate to the regular guy. So, Mike, you and I both work. We have children. We eat, sleep. We do it all over again. Sounds like a regular schedule. Fitness and health have been important to your life for many years. And we've shared offline about how important it is to you and your health. How do you do it? And what could a regular guy learn from you right now that can turn their lives around to say, I want fitness, I want health, because Mike told me?
Well, and anybody could do it. I do it by just waking up early, eating healthy, and working out as much as possible. You know, you got to think positive and know you have something to live for, and just go out and get it.
So what gets you out of bed in the morning? Is it the children? Is it the work? I mean, what makes you get out of bed in the morning to say, hey, you know what? Today could be my last day. I'm going to live it fully, carpe diem, put my feet on the ground, press play, and invest in myself. I mean, what makes you get out of the morning and say that and invest in yourself?
Well, knowing I have a 4-year-old, an 18-year-old, and a 23-year-old that count on me, that gets me out of bed and gets me going.
It's true. So many fathers, you know, we think about it. And you know, I'm a dad now. My son's 3 years old, beautiful kid named Max. And it has, when you have that perspective, when you have that child in your life, things start to change. But Mike, let's talk like regular guys do. Say you have no children, you're a bachelor. What can you tell a guy that says, you know what, I'm going to start taking care of my health. I'm going to start taking care of myself right now. I'm going to get out of bed today. What would you tell him?
First of all, I recommend any guy 40 or above to get a colonoscopy because it can save your life. I know doctors recommend 50, but that's not good enough. You know, I unfortunately ended up with stage 4 cancer, and it gave me 46 months to live. That scared the heck out of me. You know, and I just had positive thinking, my family, friends, it got me through it. So I think your health is very important. If you don't take care of your health, you won't last.
You know, Mike, that's an amazing story, and that's why you are a hero, not only to our listeners, but to your children, but also to me. You know, guys, we don't take our body seriously enough. You know, you think about the aesthetics, or you think about the six-pack, you see the guy in the magazine, you're like, wow, I want to look like him. It first starts, as Mike said, on the inside. See, we've got to realize that at the age of 28, our testosterone level starts to drop. Our body starts going into the older stage, things start to slow down, atrophy kicks in. We gotta think about each and every decade about taking care of ourselves. Every year, guys, you should be getting a physical. Every 6 months to 12 months, you need to get a blood test. You gotta get a prostate test. You gotta get a colonoscopy. You gotta look under the hood. And that's we can relate to them right now, Michael. You gotta look under the hood. You know, your car is driving a little off kilter. You pick up the hood and say, what's going on? So, Mike, do you feel that the cancer has been your greatest hurdle or barrier that kept you from staying healthy, or was it a kickstart to get you healthy?
I think it was, I was always, you know, I played, and you didn't know this, but I actually played pro football in USFL in Canada back in the 80s, and I always tried to stay healthy. I worked out a lot, and, you know, I did take time off, and once I got cancer, my whole life just flashed in front of my eyes and said, Jesus, what are you doing? You got to take care of yourself. And I knew those problems, and I didn't react to the problems. I was bleeding. I didn't go to a doctor. I made a phone call. I said, oh, maybe it's hemorrhoids, maybe it's this. But I never went to the doctor because I was afraid to do it. And once I started bleeding so bad that I had to go to a doctor, I said, what the heck am I doing? I'm going to kill myself. I got to take care of myself. And that's, you know, that's the problem with that stuff.
See, that's that you know, Mike, I mean, everything you're saying is not only resonating with me, and it's saying, you know what, after I get off the air, I got to call my doc and I got to invest more in myself. But guys don't do that. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's an ego. I don't know if it's like, oh, we're scared because then there could be that reality that we can't take care of not only ourselves but our family. And that's where I think it's more of a behavioral change with the regular guy that we need to invest under the hood and in ourselves. So how do we get off the couch, Mike? What would you tell a guy right now? If you were in front of a guy right now, just a regular guy, you're sitting there, what would you tell him to say, hey, get off the couch, look under the hood? What are some of the things you not only would tell him, but what would you tell your son?
I tell him, you know, get off the couch, that, you know, eat properly. Don't do what I did and made a mistake of being afraid to go to a doctor. Being such a tough guy that I said, oh, I'm a tough guy. I don't have to go. Nothing's going to take me down because I've been such a tough guy my whole life that, you know, I was never afraid of anything. And let me tell you, I was afraid when they said I had 46 months to live. That scared the crap out of me. And, get off the couch and take care of yourself. You got to do it. If not, there might not be a tomorrow if you don't take care of yourself.
It's true. We always have that what if factor coming in. We think about, you know, right before we're on our deathbed, you're thinking, what if I would have spent more time with my family? What if I would have called my friend? What if I would have apologized? What if I would have said hello instead of passing someone by with my head down? And also, too, what if I would have taken the time to invest more in myself? And that's what it is. Michael, there is no such thing as a regular guy. And I just titled it in this segment because we're all superheroes. But the fact is, and this is the thing, we don't think of ourselves that way until it's too late. And then we start the investing, but then it could be too late. Michael, you said 42 or 46 months they were giving
What's that?
How many months did they give you?
4 to 6 months to live.
4 to 6 months. After that reaction, what did you do? You said, I'm going to start eating healthy. What was the first thing that you did, in a sense, on a physical level to change?
The first thing I did, was a little crazy, was I got a pad of paper and I said, okay, how am I going to take care of the family if I die? What am I going to do what are they going to do without me? You know, how are they going to survive? And then I said, you know, I'm going to beat this and I'm going to start eating healthier, train again like I was training before and doing the right things. I can't let my family down and I can't let my friends down. I got to get on this. And that's what I did. I snapped out of it.
See, that's amazing, Mike, and that's what I want guys to do right now. See, I brought on Mike today for something very special. He told me offline a lot about himself, and I did my research, Mike. I knew that you played professional football. I know that you were a beast on the field. But the thing is, Mike, is you made an investment when they said it's time to change. But, guys, we may not get that time to change. So if you're listening to this, guys, or if your wives are listening to this or whoever, call a friend. Tell them to get a physical, to get a blood test, to get a prostate, to get a colonoscopy, to look under the hood and start taking care of yourself, because you don't want to ask that question when it's too late. What if? Mike, any last thoughts to our regular superheroes out there?
Well, I think, you know, people need to eat much healthier, work out, you know, at least twice a week is good. You know, get some cardio going. And, feel good about yourself. Just do the right thing.
Mike, where can people find out? I mean, if we want to follow that inspiration, that superhero, no more regular guy, where can we find out more about you?
Well, I'm on Instagram at @M_Criscio, C-R-I-S-C-I-O, 66.
Mike, listen, you have not only beat the odds, but you've made this segment amazing. Congratulations on all your success, and thank you so much for your inspiring words. To learn more about regular guys and way to be healthy, you can always go to my radio show page at radiomd.com. Until next time, I'm Jay Cardiello, sharing my wellness strategies for helping you get off the scale right here on Radio MD. Stay well.